7 and 48 of the Kinyani HaTorah, so we made it all the way through with plenty of time to spare for Shavuos. So the last three of the Kinyani HaTorah are as follows. Hamachkimis Rabo, somebody who's able to add wisdom to his or her teacher. And the truth of the matter is, it sounds somewhat audacious. You know, what does a young student have to teach somebody who's a seasoned veteran of Torah study, been studying Torah for decades? But this is very consistent with our tradition. The Gemara Maseches Tanis on Daf Zayin says that Harbi Torah Lamati Mirabosai, a person learns much Torah from their teachers, V'yoser Mechaverai, and even more from their peers, Umitamlida Yoser Mikulam. That students have a way of teaching more than anybody else. And the Gemara uses the example of a bonfire. How do you start lighting a bonfire? You don't start with large logs, but on the contrary, with little kindling. And Hamachim Misrabo is somebody who's able to ask a good question, able to get a much more seasoned veteran of Torah thinking about things maybe from a slightly different perspective. That can make all the difference in terms of cracking open a sugya. And it's very interesting because I was listening to something about the modern state of Israel. There was a Dutch sociologist who did a study in the 70s regarding what he called the hierarchy index. To what degree various societies are sort of like this reverence for superiors in corporate settings. So you won't be surprised to learn, especially those of you who have visited Israel, that Israel had the smallest hierarchy index in the world of any country. In other words, you have all these totalitarian states where, you know, people, they never question their boss. Their boss says, you know, jump off the Empire State Building. They say, great, how fast? In Israel, you know, the boss says, good morning. And he says, it's not a good morning, you know, and they challenge everything. So there's a way of, books have been written about how that's helped advance Israel's startup culture, but without the chutzpah involved, but the idea that everybody's equal on the playing field of Torah, so to speak, and the Talmud has the right, and not just the right, but the duty, hamachim es rabo, to challenge everything and not to take anything for granted and to keep the Rebbe honest. So that's a big part of the Kinyani HaTorah. That's number 46. 47, very direct. Hamechavin Eshmuaso, somebody who's really able to direct his learning and able to focus, as we've spoken about, on the issue at hand, and to make sure that everything is, every I is dotted and every T is crossed, and is handling things in a very precise manner. And then finally, Ha'omer Davar V'Shem Omro, somebody who gives credit where credit is due. You heard something from somebody else, make sure to note that, not just because one doesn't want to be a plagiarist, but because it's the right thing to do, to give other people credit, especially for their Chidushei Torah. Halamata, as the Braisa goes on to say, we have it in a number of Gemaras, Kol Omer Davar V'Shem Omro, Mevi Geula La'olam, Shene'emar, V'Tomer Esther La'melech, V'Shem Mordechai. Esther had every reason to take credit for exposing Bigtan and Teresh. She would have solidified her position as queen. The previous queen was executed. She had every reason to take credit. And yet, Vatomer Ella Esther Lamelech B'Shem Mordechai, and much later on, many years later, the fact that Mordechai had saved the king would play a critical role in saving the Jewish people. So you never know what the true and full potential of giving proper attribution is all about. So it's a pleasure over the last number of weeks learning all the Kinyani HaTorah together. God willing, we will all be able to acquire the 48 of them as we prepare for Shavuot, Zman, Matan, Torahteinu. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha, Ratzon Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chazak Yisrael, Vifikach Hirman Teretzo, Shenemar, Nechavetz Zman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.